Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of News That You Can Use, the economic podcast, giving you the information that you can use to help overcome some of the challenges that we're facing right now, not just on a financial level, but on the level of changing how we look at the news and the information that we're given that's telling us one thing while someone else is doing something totally different. I want to start out, ladies and gentlemen, by apologizing for Thursday's show because we were going to talk about food and we still are. I'm going to play an audio clip that I picked up off of YouTube that talked about the food. It talks about some of the ways that we can start to heal ourselves with the foods that we're eating or the foods that we're not eating on a daily or weekly basis, and talking about some of the basic foods that can, in fact, help us to live a longer life, but also they can help our bodies and our minds, because we, ladies and gentlemen, need to get back to a more basic diet. There's two articles. One is an actual audio clip that I picked up, and another one, an article on naturalnews.com. Mike Adams, the health ranger, talks about the abundance of processed food. Now, many of you know that processed food, the packages, the boxes, all of the things that we see, the nice colorful things in the stores that we love to have, the sugary snacks, the crackers full of salt, all of the things with the preservatives that we can't pronounce that may sit on the shelves for months at a time, months and even months at a warehouse before they ever ship to your local area, are not real food, because real food expires, real food decomposes, real food turns brown. Go and buy a box of crackers. It doesn't matter what the name brand of the crackers are, and open the package and leave them out, or put them in a sealed container so you won't have little bugs eating them, and then cut an apple in half and put that in a container and see what happens to the apple. It turns brown through oxidation. It decomposes. It starts to break down. Which breaks down first, the apple or the crackers? Now, you may say the crackers are baked, but they're baked and they've got added ingredients in there that make them last. If you baked a loaf of bread or baked a muffin, baked anything in your oven, would it last as long as those crackers? No, because you're not putting the additives in it that gives it its buttery flavor, its salty taste, its crispness. So we're being deceived, ladies and gentlemen, into thinking those foods that may have low cal, low sugar, low salt, no trans fats are good for us, when in fact the process of eating them continually in overabundance with the chemicals that give them that added shelf life over time is what's destroying your internal organs, what's killing you softly and slowly from the inside. So we want to listen to that audio clip, and then we'll talk about something else that I'm not sure many of you have heard about, but this is catching the ear and eye of people all over the world right now. We want to talk about, of course, job losses, but in a different perspective. So we'll go ahead and start off and listen to the clip talking about the foods that can heal, and then I'll bring in a comment of something for another company that's talking about layoffs. Yes, again, another company that's laying off their employees in America, and how this ties into vaccines, how this ties into money, how this ties into where we are headed as a country right now if we don't stop liking each other on Facebook, if we're not spreading good information and empowering information, how this is leading to the fact that we're using all of this technology for entertainment, and at the same time we're being blindsided, we're being manipulated into thinking we're empowering ourselves. We have the latest and greatest of all technologies when it's being used to treat us, ladies and gentlemen, like children, to pacify us, to keep us quiet. So let's listen to this first clip, and then we'll come back with some more information.
Our food is our medicine. Nature works better in healing most of the time. That's my experience, and there's side effects. Some herbs do have side effects, but the side effects from herbs and food are far, far, far less than the ones that are given, you know, with Western medical drugs. What do they say is the number one indicator of heart disease risk? It's cholesterol. Everything that is on your television and everything that is in our media perpetuates cholesterol as the primary enemy of heart disease. And so we've gone on a war to defeat cholesterol. But the truth is that we can use these foods to lower cholesterol like that. You know, when you have the wisdom, you know what to do, in other words, then you're empowered. And that's what this seminar is really all about. It's about empowering you. People that have arthritis, that's an easy one to fix, in my opinion. Osteoporosis, we've seen women regrown their bone density much faster than Western medicine believes is even possible. There's a lot of stuff here on this table that I believe is going to change the way we look at medicine. One of the things I'd like to say is that there's already a whole movement going on to use all this. There's integrative medicine. Integrative medicine is what I believe in. Integrative medicine is the merging of Western medicine and natural medicine. It's not the elimination of Western medicine. I believe Western medicine saves a lot of lives. I also believe Western medicine is very expensive. We spend every year $2.5 trillion on Western medicine. I just want to give you some perspective of how much we are rooted in the disease care. Disease care, in other words, taking care of a disease after the disease is present, instead of preventing the disease or reversing it naturally with fewer side effects and more inexpensively. So the disease care is $2.5 trillion. Oil is half a trillion. We spend five times more on Western medicine and healthcare, all healthcare, five times more than we do on every person's gasoline and oil usage in the United States. Five times more. And 20 times more we spend on healthcare than the war. So in fact, guess what I'm getting at, is our entire economy as we know it, the Federal Reserve, everything is all based on healthcare. And if our healthcare industry collapsed, we would have a whole new world, a whole new economy. The whole economy is based on healthcare. There's no industry that even can touch it. Now, do you see why there is a lot of interest in this? There's a lot of money on the table. Do you know that the cost of the cancer medication used to be about $15,000 would be the course of a person's cancer, their medication, everything. Now it's over 10 times more, only 10 years later. In 10 years, we increased the cost 10 times. The lifespan only has increased 18 months with all that cost. They're not helping them necessarily reverse the cancer. They're just increasing the cost of the medicine. Many people go the conventional route with cancer treatments and it doesn't work for them. And the doctors tell them they have no hope. And that's usually when they come to me. And I've seen people with stage 4 cancer, they can't even eat sometimes when they have cancer that's that progressed. They don't have an appetite. And family members giving them the smoothies, although the smoothie contents will be different for cancer. Okay, so we'll just give you that bit. Giving it to them with the spoon, just a spoon, because they can't eat a whole, they can't drink a huge smoothie, those people. And they got better. Why? Because we have an immune system. We have an immune system, we have macrophages, natural killer cells, T cells. All of these immune units, they're army, it's an army. They fight for you. They fight the cancer, they fight the disease, but this army needs food, or they don't fight for you. And do you know what their food is? The primary food of the immune system, the primary one, straight out, is phytochemicals. Phytochemicals. And that's not the same thing as vitamins and minerals and things like that. So maybe some more definition later is appropriate. But phytochemicals are the real secret. Plant-based chemicals. I think one of the things that people appreciate about the training that I give people is that my training is simple. It's not complicated. And the reason I don't discuss every superfood in the world is because you don't need all of them. What I have done, in my opinion, I've taken the ones that are the most powerful healers and really talking about what they're used for specifically. Because specific foods reverse specific diseases. And that is really the main thing about this program, is it's very specific. We're going to discuss all the superfoods and their uses. We're going to discuss all of the medicinal mushrooms, herbs, and otherwise what we call supplements. But they're not really supplements. They're all just natural herbs mostly, or natural products. That's on this side of the table. You notice this side of the table has bottles, right? This side of the table has food, right? Then the third thing we're going to discuss today is all the food that is from the grocery store. Tomorrow, we will review the protocols for the specific diseases. And this is usually what people come in this room to learn. The protocols for cancer, for example, I spend an hour alone just on cancer tomorrow. An hour alone on diabetes tomorrow. An hour alone on heart disease. And an hour alone on digestive problems.
I hope you enjoy that short clip, ladies and gentlemen, and that it gives you some insight into where we are as a society. We've been taught that food is not our medicine, that food has to be something that we just eat to fill our stomachs and that just satisfies us for a short period of time. Not that food is nutrition, that food can heal, that food is what brings us as cultures together, not just for a feast, but also during times of the cold and quote-unquote flu season that's coming, to help ward off some of those diseases of the body, to help elevate our minds, to clear our anxiety, our stress. Our real comfort in these foods has been altered to give us a comfort factor from sugars and salts instead of natural foods that can help our bodies heal from degenerative diseases and from helping us deal with the stresses that we all face on a daily issue, on a day-to-day basis. The foods can help if we understand what real food is. So I want to talk about something right now that is, well, it's economic, but it's also tied into the challenges that many people are facing, and of course that's food again. But in this regard, it's the food for the mind. And this food for the mind, this thought, is, ladies and gentlemen, there is an attempt, and actually the attempt has gone past us. We're sitting here with our eyes wide open and don't realize what's going on. In California, and those of you that are on the email blast, I sent this email out to you, a clip on YouTube talking about vaccinations in California. The California legislator, the body that's supposed to protect the citizens of California, the House and the Senate, unanimously passed quietly House Bill 499, which allows vaccinations to be given to children without their parents' consent. Now, ladies and gentlemen, understand this. Understand that what they're pushing was the same, one of the same vaccinations that Rick Perry pushed in Texas, the HPV or the Gardasil vaccine. They're telling little girls that this will help you from cervical or vaginal cancer and protect you from a host of other things in the future but the drug has not been on the market long enough to test, to be tested to see if it's really effective. And other countries have turned down this drug on their young girls. But we in the United States believe that the white lab coats are the ones giving us this bastion of brilliant information. What is it really doing to our daughters? And if it's supposed to protect them from cervical and vaginal cancer, why is it being pushed and marketed to right now to boys? There's a bigger agenda here at play, ladies and gentlemen, and the reason that I brought this up in the context of jobs is because the same company, one of the same vaccination companies, is the company that announced that they're laying off 13,000, well, I'm not even going to say laying off, they're eliminating 13,000 jobs by 2015. And the reason is because they need to be more profitable. The company says that, here's a statement from their president of marketing. The unfortunate reality is that we must do more and move now if our company is to be successful over the long term. We're making difficult choices in several functions based on an assessment of the business risk and opportunities identified within each area. This will allow us to transform our business and capitalize on the most significant market opportunities in 2012 and beyond. Made by Mark Timney, Merck's president of U.S. marketing. Now, Merck, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the same companies that's helping to push this vaccination program in California. The tie-in to this, and this is my opinion, and I'll read some more to find out a real tie to this, but think about this. Merck is not worried about their sliding customer base in the U.S. for their drugs because they can market them overseas to emerging markets, Japan, China, push them to Africa and sterilize more children because the governments in this country has fallen down on the job. You don't need customers in this country to buy your drugs if the state of California is mandating that this drug be given to children without the parents' consent. Who do you think is paying for the drugs? The taxpayers. So you're getting companies being paid directly from our government, our pockets, our tax money, and at the same time saying that they're laying off 13,000 people because they need to move their market, their business forward. Ladies and gentlemen, this is just criminal on so many levels. Our government paying for the vaccines that are sterilizing, possibly sterilizing, harming at least we can say our children. So if you haven't seen the YouTube video by Dr. Russell Blaylock, go on YouTube and type in Gardasil Dangers and look for his name, Russell Blaylock, talking about this travesty. And understand that none of these companies that are selling death care about us because they're getting paid. It's about them making money. It's about profit. So I want you to listen to a clip where we're headed, as I said earlier, into a depression-airy freefall. We're headed in that direction, ladies and gentlemen, and if we don't realize that we've been hoodwinked, we've been taken, we've had the wool pulled over our eyes, we won't see what's coming, and it could be a whole lot worse. So listen, listen, listen.
My father did time. For one period, he was unemployed for such a long period of time that he got involved in a theft situation. He was sent away, did a year, trying to get some bread. It wasn't for himself, it was for us five kids. Put some bread on the table.
Without jobs and money, many families lost their homes. Unemployed people were evicted for non-payment of rent, and their possessions dumped into the street. Farmers, unable to sell their crops profitably, saw their land, their home, their livestock, and their tools auctioned off when they failed to pay their mortgages to the bank. Hundreds of thousands of Americans became homeless. Some lived in hobo camps, others in shacks and tents. Boxcars on trains, or took to the open road.
whole families were in cars. But these were phenomenal things, you know, to see a whole family with their rags pulled over them, or a little bundle of rags laying in a car, kids standing there with snotty noses.
I remember one year, we lived one place for 3 months. We didn't pay rent. The next month, we were evicted. Then we moved on to another place, got 3 months. We lived three different places in 1 year's span of time.
The other activity that we took part in was to help the people who were being evicted from their homes for non-payment of rent. We would organize the people on the block to take the furniture back and then to mount a guard at the house to prevent it from being thrown out again.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is community. The lady at the end of the clip spoke about posting a guard, helping people so that their furniture would not get thrown away. Organizing the block. Not the hood, the neighborhood, the block, the people. If we don't get back to a point where we're helping each other out, if we don't get to a point where we're sharing the recipes in the old days, how your grandmother, great-grandmother learned to can, to preserve food, how to make and have food last beyond just a week. Because if anything happens to the system where the EBT system that millions are on right now, ladies and gentlemen, the food stamps, if the computers crash or there's a glitch in the system where money is not deposited on those cards or those food stamps sent out for maybe a week, a month, a bank holiday that happened in the 30s, people will starve. Crime will escalate as it continues to, or at least how some people see it, as crime is beneficial. You can get a job as a private investigator, as a security guard, and make life great for you while you're helping to lock up people that are stealing a loaf of bread because they need to eat. We've got to get out of this nonsense mindset where we're looking over our shoulders at every boogeyman in this country and understand that the real threat is not terrorist. It's terroristic acts that are happening in this country to each of us on a slow scale. Our liberties and freedoms are being taken away by the day, and we don't realize it because we're so enthralled in the thrill of the victory for our team. We will even allow ourselves to be patted up, patted, ladies and gentlemen, patted up and down at a football game because it's okay. It's safe for us. Ladies and gentlemen, that's nonsense. Would you allow your own children to be patted up and down by TSA-style agents at a shopping mall if you had to go into the grocery store because the grocer is afraid that you'll steal food and you have to stand and wait in line? We have become a bunch of pacifists and don't understand what is being taken from us slowly. And what is being taken from us is our own dignity, our own choice, our own freedoms. But it's okay because those of us that don't live in tents like in one of the great islands in Hawaii, there are people that are living in tents just like in the United States, and the police round them up and want to move them off. Search tent cities in Hawaii and you'll look and know, even in paradise, people are homeless, and they are in an even dire strait because the economy is driven by tourism and the millionaires that are moving there want them to disappear, and they can't afford to go anywhere, so they panhandle for food. So yes, in my passion, in my rage, ladies and gentlemen, I abhor you to understand what's happening. Understand that cameras everywhere in the country are not for your best interest. The GMO and the processed foods is not the healthiest for you. Learn what real food is and start taking care of yourselves. Because people don't have your best interest at heart. Look at Merck laying off 13,000 employees and saying it'll happen in 2012, 2013, but they may do it sooner. Understand that the only thing that we can do is to fight together with our pocketbooks, economics, and with our food supply.
Basil. The basil is good for digestion and stomach problems. So the Italians have known that. They use basil after a meal for hundreds of years. My favorite way to make basil is to make pesto. I make a pesto where I take garlic, garlic, which I should probably talk about now since I'm talking about the pesto. I have a pesto. It's called 9-clove garlic pesto. Yeah. Yeah. And that is really the medicine that I was really pushing people to take when they announced the swine flu epidemic. You know, they announced that swine flu thing. Everybody freaked out. Did you freak out a little bit? No. Yeah, right. Some of you did. I made the 9-clove garlic pesto in like 15 jars. One for my grandma, one for my dad, the whole family, everybody got one. And a recipe, so hopefully they would continue making it. The basil is one of our 7 primary herbs. It has a lot of phytochemicals. Herbs like basil and mint, they have more phytochemicals than vegetables do. Herbs in general have more phytochemical than vegetables. So we would like to use more herbs in our food as in general rule of thumb. And the garlic, wow, one of the only things that's antiviral. You know that there's very few things, although there are others, a few, that are antiviral. It means actually can kill a virus. You know, that is profound. Because they say there is no way to kill a virus. I don't believe this is true. After somebody has the flu, if they have it already, this is pretty much one of the only things that will help the person. Because this, you want to prevent it, garlic will prevent, but this actually helps if they have it too. And if you have a cold or a fever, one of the things that I like to do is I make garlic gauze foot pads. If you have a stubborn person can't take garlic, or they have taken so much garlic they can't take anymore, which was the case with me one time, you can do garlic gauze foot pads, which is where you take some cloves of garlic, you chop it finely, but don't make a paste. You have to chop it in cubes. And then you coat the bottom of your feet with olive oil, and then you put a gauze pad, just like you would buy from the drugstore, put the garlic cubes on the pad, and then you would take some, like saran wrap to wrap it around one time and put a sock over it. And then you sleep with that garlic gauze pad on the bottom of your feet. And even if you don't eat a single piece of garlic, you will have garlic breath in the morning. You will feel as if you ate a bunch of garlic. It's absorbed through the feet. Remember one thing about the garlic foot pads. You have to apply a generous coat of olive oil to your feet. Otherwise, you will burn your feet.
I'm your host, ladies and gentlemen, Daryl Nobles. A little passionate, a little angry and frustrated, but still hopeful that there are enough people listening to the podcast, that you listening to the podcast will share this information. Post it to your Facebook page. Go and there is a link on the podcast page that you can copy and paste and embed this so that people, and put a note on your Facebook page, ask all of your friends, 100 or so, whatever that may be, to listen and provide feedback, because it's time we start talking about real issues right now. Because there's not going to be a savior coming in 2012 that's going to turn the economy around, that's going to create jobs. The president and his council and his staff do not create jobs. Private industry does. And this new proposal that the president came out with, this jobs bill that when he was on television, he said that it was already paid for. Everything's tied together. But now, weeks later, he comes out to say that how are we going to pay for this? We're going to tax the rich? Ladies and gentlemen, this is class warfare, where we at the middle to the bottom are thinking, oh yeah, tax the rich, get them, they have big houses, they have big cars. This is not the way to solve a problem, ladies and gentlemen, to tax the very people that create jobs. Because the rich that they're going after are not the billionaires, not the millionaires. They're going after the upper limit to the middle class that are small businesses that are creating jobs. If you go after the ultra rich, the people that elected the president, the people that give money to his contributions fund to talk about electing him, those people are going to take their money and run. If I was a millionaire, ultra millionaire, or a billionaire, and you telling me I have to pay 50% of my earnings in taxes to the U.S. to bail you out for your fiasco, for your debacle, I would take my money and leave the country and live offshore. Or I would invest it in things and just let it sit and not create any new jobs, because new jobs still have to go through the ups and downs, the roller coaster economy, and I may hire 1,000 people at my new company, but I may lose money. So instead of me losing a single dime, I'll just let the money sit and not invest it in a new business to help other people. I'll just save that money for myself. It's simple economics, ladies and gentlemen. It's simple grandmother, grandfather, sitting on the porch, common sense. You can't make money by taxing a group of people that have the money and say, we're going to do like Robin Hood. We're going to steal from the rich and give to... There's the challenge, because it's not coming back to the poor. When the government gets this money, the very first thing they do is refill their own coffers. The baby boomers are going to start collecting. Social Security is broke, so by the time they bring that money in, it's not going to be redistributed to the poor, and we will still be at the same position we are right now in 2012, looking at whoever is selected to be the president to be the new savior to create jobs, because they've done it before, they've got a track record of it before, but excuse me, the president said that he was a community activist. Well, if you're a community activist, who are you trying to empower? Who are you trying to uplift? The community that you serve. As the president, you should be serving the United States citizens and everyone else second. And who's suffering right now is us. It's you and me, ladies and gentlemen, in this country suffering. And if we don't see that that's really going on right now, that everything else is just smoke and mirrors. It's the Wizard of Oz game where we're being told with fire and brimstone that there's a boogeyman around every corner, that our children need to be vaccinated against every disease imaginable, that the swine flu is coming out again this year, ladies and gentlemen. And we know that onions and garlic and eating better foods instead of the process will do more for your system than any shot will for any swine flu, anything that's coming out. But if we continue to listen to that, if we continue to hear the rhetoric of save me, save me, save me in a white lab coat, save me through better chemistry, save me, I'm a scientist, I know best, we're going to be in the same predicament over and over and over. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, think about this for a moment. Who do you think pays research scientists at universities? What do you think they're studying and working on? Do you think it's something for the betterment of man or the betterment of who's actually funding that department? If you ran a school, a university, and I gave you $20 million to go to a specific research department in the chemistry group, I want to see a return on my $20 million. I want to see research that sways things in my direction, or a product that comes out of that that will either stop a particular bug from eating my plant if I own a huge agribusiness, or something that I can tote to the public that's the next magical bullet. Because we've been sitting here waiting for a magic bullet for cancer, for diabetes that's on the increase that children have now. We're waiting for a magic bullet to stop people from a host of challenges. We can't even come up with a pill to stop people or to start people to kickstart their metabolism and lose weight, because there is no magic bullet for it. The solution is eating different. It's less processed food. It's exercising more. It's turning off the television. It's moving again. But everyone you see on television selling you a new product is telling you that if you take this, this is the answer. Ladies ladies and gentlemen, the answer is for us to get back our common sense, because we've lost our mind to, and this is what the old people say, that we've lost our mind. We've lost our mind to a culture of entertainment, a culture of disinformation. So if you feel empowered, if you feel brave enough, as I say, post this podcast on your Facebook page. Send a link to this to your friends and tell them it's time we start looking at life differently. It's time for us to start our own collectives in our neighborhoods, a garden that we can start growing as a community, as a neighborhood, and share the food. It's time for those that have, even if it's $20 a week, to start empowering others, to burn a CD of a movie that can open our eyes to talk about how to really treat disease in this society, whether it's a physical disease or even mental diseases, which are being exacerbated because of the toxins that we're putting in. The information is there, ladies and gentlemen. The solutions are there. A simple solution, and I think if I asked you this earlier, how do you survive on $50 a week? Beans and rice, ladies and gentlemen, and buy some fish. Yes, brown rice, buy the largest bag that you can comfortably afford, and buy a varied selection of dried beans and learn to cook those with different types of spices. And the meats you can slice up into small pieces and add the meat, not as the main dish, but to supplement the beans and rice. Find people in your neighborhood that have a garden and buy small amounts of fruits or vegetables from them. There's your $50 to survive on the week. No, it's not going to be easy to change a habit of what you've always eaten, what's convenient, what's fast, but we're sacrificing fast today and worried, not even worried about what's happening 5, 10, 20 years down the line to our health as adults while we're hooked up to every conceivable machine in the hospital. But what about our children's health right now? Well, they're having issues of heart disease. They're developing cancers out of nowhere. No, not out of nowhere, but what we're putting in their mouths. We're the adults feeding them. We're creating the cancerous situations in their bodies by the destructive foods and chemicals that we're allowing them to take in. So it can be done. The solutions are there. Solutions for medicine when you do get sick. Visit a local, and I said local, and if there is not one near you, go online and look for a real solution-based herb for what you're taking. And research it, and read 2 or 3 pages, and go back, ladies and gentlemen, yes, to reading the printed word. Print a paper out and take it to your doctor if you still have the luxury of benefits, if you still have access to a doctor and are not paying it specifically out of your own pocket, and ask the doctor, really, give me your honest opinion, doc, can I take this herb with the medication that you want me to take, and will it help? Ask him to make sure he's working for you. Ask him to go and pull up the herbal PDR or look on the internet and see how this interacts with the drugs to help you. You're the customer, and we have to get back to saying that if I'm the customer, I demand service. That doctor, that medical professional needs to listen to what you're saying, not just to push a group of pills into your system that they think is going to help you, because the drug companies, the pharmaceutical reps, give them the literature on what's supposed to help you, because that's how they all make their money. Take back your health, ladies and gentlemen. Start taking back your mind of common sense about the food that you eat, about the things that surround you, the influences, and that's all this is. We're influenced by so much destruction, negativity, and despair. We don't know what simple solutions are until we're faced with a challenge that we have to get back to using them. And I think right now we're at that point. And if you are ready, you can do it. There are people that'll support you. Email me. Go back to the podcast website, newsthatyoucanuse.podomatic.com, and send me an email if you've got questions on simple solutions to help change your life. It's not going to be easy. It may hurt at first, but until we start looking at those, ladies and gentlemen, none of the other things that we have heard earlier about fasting, about eating better foods, about going back to a time where we had to help each other in the communities or going to work if we're not committed to simple solutions, taking the first step and pulling back from the matrix, pulling back from the television, the movies that are conditioning you to understand somebody else's ideas about what is successful and what real happiness is in life. We'll talk again on Thursday and bring up some more information, news on food and nutrition, from the economy and what's coming down the pipe, ladies and gentlemen, because it's going to be a slope that many people are sliding down very fast. The jobs are disappearing for all of the safer companies, even the pharmaceutical companies that were hiring a multitude of employees because they pushed their drugs. Now are cutting back as well because they don't need as much if they can find someone else to pay for the drugs but still use them on someone else. Protect your children, ladies and gentlemen. Protect your grandchildren. Protect your neighbor's children. Understand that we are under assault from so many areas and we have to stop it. Enjoy.